Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing to learn the third parak of Maseches Shviyos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, and Parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel is going to be continuing our discussion from the previous Mishnah, which discussed how much manure, how much fertilizer is a farmer allowed to leave in piles on his field, like we discussed yesterday, even though certainly you can fertilize your field during the seventh year. The halacha is that you are permitted to leave piles of manure on your field towards the end of the seventh year as a preparation for fertilizing your field during the eighth year, which certainly you are allowed to do. In Parak Gimel Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah discussed and taught us that you're allowed to have three piles of manure on your field, each one containing approximately 10 boxes of manure. Now, there's a machlokas, the end of the Mishnah. Can you add on? Can you have more than three piles or not? Tana Kama said you may not add on any more than three piles because beyond three piles, it seems like you're fertilizing your fields according to them. And Rabbi Shimon points out, no, you may add on your number of piles, presuming that they are close together and not spread out around the field. Now we're going to pick up on that machlokas as we begin Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Says the Mishnah, Osa Adam Esadehu Shalosh Shalosh Ashpatos Lebeis. So a person is allowed, like we learned previously, to have three piles of the fertilizer on his field. Again, assuming that your field is a base, so is approximately 2,500 square amos. Yaser Mikam, but if a person has more and a person, this is within the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, Yasmir Mikan, a person may have more than three piles, machatziv, which is, from the amount of, like, the pot, the machatziv is like a big pot with a lot of different legs. And the point ultimately is that according to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to have as many piles as you want on the field of fertilizer during the seventh year, again, in preparation for the eighth year. The Chachamim Osrin, but says the Mishnah, the Chachamim, like we learned previously, prohibited this, they asked this, they said absolutely not. You are not allowed to have more than three piles, again, because then it looks like you are fertilizing your field. However, there's a caveat, there's a condition that even according to the Chachamim would allow you to have more than three piles, says the Mishnah, Achi Ya'amik Shlosha, O Achi Yagbia Shlosha. If you either lower the ground three tvachim or raise the ground three tvachim, then you are allowed to, even according to the Chum, have more than three piles, because then if you lower the ground or raise the ground, then it's clear that you're not fertilizing your field, because there are different levels of ground that you're showing. This is a different area. These piles are separate or distinct, are not being used to fertilize, but they're just piles in preparation for fertilizing the eighth year. Now, what's interesting is actually the Gemara in Maseches Moed Katan on Daf Dalet, based on this Mishnah, asks, I don't understand, why are you allowed to, you're allowed to take a shovel and dig three tvachim down in your field during Shemitah. How could that be that even if you were trying to show the zavah, you're trying to show the fertilizer, you're still not allowed to dig in your field during Shemitah, you're working your field. People are going to think that you're working your field. So the Gemara gives two explanations for why this is allowed to either raise or lower your field. Answer number one is that they would dig it, number one, before Shemitah. So if you're digging before Shemitah, certainly that's not a problem. And answer number two that the Gemara gives is that the fact that you have these big piles of fertilizer, that shows, that's mochiach, that proves that you're not actually looking to fertilize your field, but you're simply having large piles in preparation for the eighth year. Continues the Mishnah, Ose Adam es Zivlo Otsar. But a person is allowed to have, this is within both according to the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon, a person's allowed to create one big massive Otsar, one big massive pile, even if there are 30 Lasech. So even though the Chachamim said that regularly speaking, you can't have more than three piles, that they did say that if you want to have one massive pile, that would be allowed, even though you can't normally have more than three. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir disagrees and says, no, you're not allowed to have one massive pile. Like we learned previously, each pile should have approximately a lesach, which is a 10 boxes of the fertilizer of the zevel, and you can't have more in each pile. Ad shiyamik shlosha, unless you lower the ground three tvachim, or raise the ground or you raise it three tvachim, then you make it clear that you are doing something different, and they're not actually fertilizing the field during the Shemitah year. Okay. Now we're continuing our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hayilo davar muad. Let's say a person has a smaller amount, a less amount of fertilizer, less than the amount that we've been discussing, three piles of one lesach each, and so on. Says the Mishnah, most of a lava holich, that, okay, so you have a little bit, and the Tanakhama says that you can just keep adding on. Once you get more fertilizer, you'll add. Once you get more, you'll add, and that is how what you will do. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, disagrees and says, no, this is absolutely prohibited. You're not allowed to have a little amount of fertilizer to start with. You have to have the full amount, the full lesach, the full 10 boxes to begin in each pile, otherwise you can't do it at all, because then again, we're concerned that it's going to appear like you're fertilizing. You just put out a little bit of fertilizer, you have less than the requisite amount, less than the amount that you need, then it does not work. You cannot do that. Unless you either, once again, lower the ground 3 tefachim, or raise the ground 3 tefachim, or unless you put the rock there and put the little bit of fertilizer on top of a rock. Certainly, if it's on top of a rock, no one's going to think that you are fertilizing your field. But the point is that it's a machlokes. Can you put a little bit on before you have the full amount of the piles? The answer is, according to the Tanakhama, yes. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, absolutely not. Okay, now we're going to continue with Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Says the Mishnah, Hamidayer es sadehu, that if a person has no choice, and he's allowed to pen his animals, he's allowed to put his animals in a pen on the field, even though you know for a fact that your animal is going to go to the bathroom on the field, which means that he's going to be basically, your animal is going to be fertilizing the field for you during the Shemitah year. But if you have no choice, then you're allowed to make the pen on the field. So says the Mishnah Hamadayir today, that if a person makes a pen for his field, Oses Sahar LeBeis Hasayim, he's allowed to make an enclosure that's a Beis Hasayim, that's two Seah, which again is approximately 2,500 square amas. You're allowed to make a pen of this size on your field, and you'll allow them to poop there, but at least it'll be clear that it's just that area. You're not letting them have free reign of your whole field. It's one particular area where they are being kept. However, continues the Mishnah, once that area is filled with fertilizer, the pen area that you set aside for your animals is full, Oker shalosh ruchus u'maniach es ha'emtzaz, then you may uproot three of the fences, three of the directions, and put one in the middle, which basically means that you are going to be sort of extending it a little bit, because again, you need more space for more of the fertilizer to be had. Nimtza medayi beis arba asin, and then you're going to have the total amount of the whole area is going to be four saw now, right? Four sasayim. And if you're going to have this area of the four seah, then that is the large space that you're going to have. Continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Base shmonas sin." That according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, you're allowed to have even a space of eight seah, a really large area. And again, this is only when you absolutely need to, when you have the animals there and they keep fertilizing the whole area, and you need to keep them in that pen. Continues the Mishnah. Haisa kol sadehu beis arba'es sin. What? Haisa kol sadehu beis arba'es sin. If a person has a field, and that whole field is four beis sa'as, is 5,000 square amos, then meshayer mimena miktas mipnei maris ayin, and then you must leave a little bit of a section from that pen, and you have to, of the field rather, you must leave, you can't have the entire field be the pen, because then it looks like you're fertilizing your field. So as long as you leave a little bit of a section, then that is fine. And again, because the concern is that people are going to think and see you and assume that you are fertilizing your field with your animals, which you certainly can't do during Shemitah. And like we said, and if a person, once the areas fill up, according to the Tanakhama, that's a two besa, according to Rishim ben Gamliel, that's four besa, but once that whole area of the pens are filled up, then you must take from your field, from the pen, and add it into the piles on your field, like we discussed previously, when you wanted to store your manure, store the fertilizer, store the zevel, we would allow you to make these big piles on the field. You can't just leave them there in the pen, but you would take the manure and make big piles onto the rest of your field, like we discussed previously. Quick review. Paragil Mishnah Gimel discussed this machlokas again between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, when you could have if you could have more than three piles, again, the Chachamim assumed that you must have only three. Rabbi Shimon said that you could have even more than three. However, the Mishnah said that even according to the Chachamim, if you dig a hole and dig into the field three tefachim, or raise it up three tefachim, and you put the zavel, you put the fertilizer on that, then that would work. And we also said that even according to the Chacham, you could make a lot, one huge pile of 30 lesach, it's huge, and you would still be allowed to do that according to the Chacham if you have one massive pile. Rabbi Meir disagreed and said, no, there too, you'd have to either raise up the ground or lower the ground to show that you are not looking to fertilize the ground. And the Mishnah is concluded by saying that if a person has a little bit of a manure, not the full amount, there's machlokas, according to the Tanakhama, even if it's a small amount, then you would be allowed to put the manure, put the fertilizer in and start the pile there and keep adding to it. Rabbi Ben Azariah says, no, you would need to, you'd only be able to do it if you either, once again, raise the ground, lower the ground, or put a stone there to put the fertilizer on top of that, so that it doesn't look like you are fertilizing your field. And then Perek Yil, Mishnah Dal, discusses the case of a pen, if you have your animals in a pen, and the halacha is that you're allowed to have initially it should be a besa of land. Once you fill that, then you could even make it four besa, which is double the amount of land, and that is fine. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it could be even eight besa, but again, if once it's full, then you keep adding a little bit more. And then the Mishnah concluded by discussing a case where your whole field is four besa, in which case you have to leave a little bit of land to show that you're not fertilizing your whole land and your whole property, just the area that your animals need. And the Mishnah concluded by saying that once one of the pen areas are full of the fertilizer, then you would be allowed to, you would be required to then take some of your fertilizer, some of the zevel, and put it in your regular field in piles. Have a great day.